what we're each doing, because we're all mirrors of each other, is I'm attuning to my natural vision. I'm attuning to my natural broadcast. And so as we keep changing, as we keep healing, as we keep evolving, where we have, like a distant past. So in other words, the frequency that we're now arriving at, they're saying yesterday was a distant past. In other words, I wasn't there yet. So as we achieve victory moment by moment, and they want me to explain this, victory moment by moment is not what occurs in the outer realm, even though we obviously need form temporarily. What we're advancing in is our own prosperity, our own divinity. So when I'm tuning in to bring forth the channeling, it's sort of like I'm looking for the open door, and the open door has shifted simply because my reach is broader. Now my reach is broader because I've relieved myself of the nightmare. I've relieved myself of the despair and the victimhood step by step. So what I'm able to access then is higher truth, higher wisdom, higher destiny. So what they're reminding us is that our placement is secure. So just imagine there's like this spiritual path that we're all progressing on. And your path is your path is your path. No one can interfere with your path. It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter if you get fired. Like, it just doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with your vibrational sequencing that has come to pass. So in other words, that's the given. So what we're doing is raising our hand. And so it's sort of like when you raise your hand in class, it's like, oh, I know the answer. We're raising our hand in victory, but interesting, they said that we're raising our glance, because as we will glance upon our nearing future, so that means we're opening up to our own divinity. We're opening up to our own light. We're opening up to our own assurance. Yes, my lovely, come. We're opening up to our own assurance. And so as we do this, we bring forth the Holy Grail. In other words, it's literally that picture. If anyone's actually looking, there's a cup right there and all that. Like wizardry stuff, but in there, it's actually, I'll send everyone a picture, but it's like light language in there. So this is what we're coming upon, is our own light, our own grand fortune, our own signaling. The more that we can tread lightly, and so tread lightly is even though we're attuning to form, so we have name, placement, bank account, like we have all this form items, the more that we can attune to our advanced state, because remember what we're bringing in, we signal our readiness. We all have this pre-planned destiny of all that we intended to manifest in this incarnation. So that's what's secure. They want each of us to feel that right now. So when I'm feeling it, I literally saw a treasure chest right in my solar plexus. So it's like your destiny is secure, your good favor is secure. What you are here to bring forth is already acquired. It's already yours. No one is going to take it from you. So what we're learning to do is bring forth our ready glance. In other words, raise our hand, declare that we're ready. So when we're ready, we're with form, but it's more of a looseness. It's not like a grip, like I gotta hold on to you or I'm gonna suffer plenty. It's a looseness, because as we come into our true prosperity is a vibrational sequencing. So when we have the vibrational sequencing intact, you could lose anything. It's like you'll just attract anew. So you may not get what it is you lost, but you're going to get what is yours on your spiritual path. So they're like, AKA your destiny. So the more that we drop all of this concern or fear, which is the ego, which is the old energy, and align with our brilliance, what we're bringing forth is our own satisfaction. What we're bringing forth is our own satisfaction. What is due us is going to sequence in, is going to be like lit, is going to be revealed as we bring forth our own soul satisfaction. Now we do this, remember the treasure chest at our solar plexus, we do this as we come to value our own prosperity. This means our own light, our own attunement, our own connection. So we're not, you know, it's like life's gonna like ebb and flow and it's just sort of topsy-turvy. And they're like, let it be. Because what we're doing is assessing our good value. We're assessing our homecoming. We're assessing our pledge for our own sponsorship. So we're the ones that are igniting the sacred flame within our own higher heart. I literally have like one of those very long matches, but this match is very, very, very long. So again, it's showing, the reason it's so long in my awareness, it's showing our reach. It's showing our reach. So remember when we started attuning to this vibration today, this attunement, it's, we needed to extend. We needed to go into they're saying like foreign land. So foreign land being, we haven't been there before in this incarnation. That's very essential. It's not that we haven't been there before, but we haven't been there before in this incarnation. So it's new to us. So the more we take ourselves in heavenly value, the more that we increase our own prosperity. So our own prosperity, no one can say yay or nay. So you may think of yourself as like one with Archangel Michael. You can think of yourself as a goddess, like whatever you bring forth to the table. You may have Joshua, Mary Magdalene, whoever it is. I have someone on a knight. They're like this knight. And like I would want to say like the Knight of Templars or whatever. But they, when I'm looking at them, it's like their armor is lit. It's made of light. It's made of light. So even though it looks opaque to me, it is of like that godly influence. So as we will receive our true awareness, as we will receive our true luxury, so our luxury is coming home to the truth of ourselves, where we're dropping that belief in poverty and separation and uniting with our own sacred heart, uniting with our own assurance. And so now I've got all the sacred geometry just kind of going in and out because we're recognizing our homeland. We're recognizing our true essence, our true divinity. So just the way that someone would be in allegiance to a country, a family, a spouse, or whatever, we're uniting with our own family values, with our own heavenly consent. So returning to that light, returning to that highest broadcast. Now, as we do this, we offer ourselves in readiness. Remember, we raised our hand. We're offering ourselves in readiness of true positioning because we're entitled. Now, I remember someone getting hooked up on that. It was like entitled. That means like, I think I'm better. No, it's entitled in terms of what everyone's entitled to. It's just that we're waking up in stages. So it's like the world may be asleep and dreaming separated consciousness. But where everyone's entitled, it's not like we're entitled more than another. It's that we're hearing the call first. We're getting in ready positioning. We're accessing the higher attunement first because that's what we agreed to do. That's why we slipped into this, they're saying station, but into this realm of duality because we can receive. We know how to receive, we hear. So what, as they're saying, what we're doing is allowing our good pleasure. Now, our good pleasure is going to come in form. when we receive our good pleasure in our united glance, receiving our golden energy, what we bring into form is going to represent that new intelligence. So whatever it is, whatever's been pre-planned, whatever your soul has said, this is what I want to administer, this is what I want to offer to this level of awareness. So whatever that next placement is, if you're due for a spiritual partnership with a beloved, if you're due for many, many golden coins to sponsor your new idea, whatever it is, this is when we're raising our hand. They really want to get how we are playing a part, because some of us, I'll put me in the circle so no one feels alone, but it's so true, isn't it? It's like some of us are like calling out to spirit and asking for mercy, asking for receivership. And they're saying that we're not understanding the part that we play. So the part that we play is waking up that dormant energy or offering. And so we're the ones that are reassembling the parts in a way, and we're the ones saluting our heavenly self. So in English, this is about how we perceive ourselves, how we perceive ourselves. And there's a bit of an upgrade that is not only due us, is reserved for us, but is actually mandatory. So this is where we've all been taught, well, if you're spiritual, we're all one, don't feed into your ego. And this is where we get a little confused. This is not filling up our ego like a proud peacock, like, ugh, let me just boast about my achievements. This is about recognizing the truth of your soul all along and no longer denying it. Because if we deny it, we function out of an impasse. Like we function without our heavenly best because we're denying it. So what we're doing is stepping into our master shoes, our master convenience. Now, some of us get tripped up in that. Well, don't start putting that label on me because it just, there's like a whole list of reasons. So use another word. Created by God, created by divinity, one with source. But instead of just saying those words, whatever our typical words or our verbiage is, instead of just saying the words, pray of the words that you select. One with source, I am presence, I am love, I am truth, I am light. And allow that to take hold, allow that to provide liftoff. Now we have Isis here, and remember her glorious wingspan. So think of Isis, you know, she doesn't just show up in this impoverished state. She shows up with like extended wingspan, and it makes us feel like she can do anything. At least it does for me. So the idea is to proceed with the light that we are, like with no apologies. Because as we will attune to our grand fortune, remember our solar plexus had the treasure chest. Now the treasure chest is what you have deemed possible, what you have agreed to insert in this timeline. So now you understand why your own sponsorship is required, because if you don't have your own self-appreciation, you'll keep the door closed. It'll keep stalling out. So what we're doing is allowing that regular emergence. So in our solar plexus and our Dantian, it's around your navel, we're going to be receiving that light. We're going, I see a treasure chest. You may have a vision of what it is, excuse me, that you're about to bring through. But what we're doing is we're receiving it. It's like receiving a telegram. We're saying, yes, let me sign for it. Telegram, depending on your age, you may not know what that is. So we're receiving a download, an email. But it's important to get into that place of prosperity where we allow that receptivity in all its glory, in all its measure. To own it, to value it, to see it in a readied stance. So as we will receive this light, as we will receive this trust of self, they're saying here, they're saying mark our words well. I wanted to say hear our words. It made sense to me to say that. They interrupted me and they said mark our words well. Now the marking, oh my gosh, the energy. The marking has to do with our advanced status. So the marking is where we're now ready to receive ourselves. So remember when we first brought forth that attunement, this attunement, there was a little bit of a stretching that had to take place for me to kind of anchor it. So that was a marking, that anchoring was a marking of where I'm now ready to, preside. The reason I keep burping, by the way, is that the energies keep clearing me. So my apologies. Where I'm now ready to reside. So when we're uniting as one with that treasure chest in our solar plexus, that is our marking. We're committing to it. We're committing. And what you're committing to is our own advanced status. So this is, you're not committing to someone else's plan for ascension. You're committing to your own higher self's plan for your own spiritual majesty, your own spiritual readiness, whatever you planned in this incarnation to experience. That is your entitlement. And remember, the gifts we bring forth are for everyone. It's like, did you bring enough for the class? So what we're bringing forth, the blessings we bring forth bless others. If we deny ourselves, we're denying the all. So what we're doing is we're marking our stance. We're saying, yes, I receive. I acknowledge. I allow. So let us receive in true remembrance. True remembrance of what we're really about. So think of it, star seeds, light workers, whatever, however you envision yourself. We're still in form, but it's like our contracts with spirit. So everything we need to complete to function while we're here comes to us. Comes to us, because how can we complete our registration? How can we complete that which we agree to bring forth if we don't have the resources that we need? So this is why we have the protection. Doesn't mean that we suddenly have instant wealth or health or whatever it is you're seeking without your due ministry, without your remembering. Doesn't do any good for your higher self or anyone else's for you just to create and not create the frequency. Because it's the frequency that's the mana. It's not the form. Because otherwise we're in duality, here today, gone tomorrow. So how we receive in our own embodiment, which will then bring forth the manifestation that is all due us, that's the secret treasure. So what we're doing is allowing ourselves to receive liftoff in terms of our own united value, who we truly are. And we're placing our marker, saying, this is where I stand. This is where I stand. So again, united we stand. United we stand. So as we each agree, what we do is signal that readiness. And just imagine like these waves enter as signaling, expanding throughout the collective by receiving abundance, by receiving that which is my priority. I offer that signaling, I offer that marker to all of humanity. This is very essential. We've all had those old vows of poverty or of, oh, open heart, just as long as everyone else has. And we're forgetting our true priority. Our true priority is to teach manifestation, is to teach the truth of self. Let us receive in wholeness. And so it is.